Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sean, what are you just kind of looking forward to looking at this MOTA starting?
Look, it's a chance to introduce a few new things, but it's also a chance to get some of the younger players around. The veterans, and then of course we've got some veteran players that are new. So you're really looking at just beginning the process, beginning an installation that's going to be similar to training camp, and yet really the focus still, on the lifting and the conditioning.
How's Rankin's doing?
He's doing well.
Your Zion tweet obviously kind of caught fire. Can you just kind of talk about getting caught up in that whole moment with them winning the lottery?
No, I was driving. I played some golf, I think, over at English Turn. And periodically you look down at your phone, and all of a sudden I had a lot of text messages. And Connor, my son, is, a huge fan. So I could tell something happened, but I didn't know what that was, and then all of a sudden I started reading it, and we were just talking the other day about it. So excited, obviously, for those guys, the Pelicans, Mrs. Benson, it was great news.
You photoshopped the picture yourself, or that also?
I have guys that can do that. Credit Ben Watson for the body. He kind of got that done like in 60 seconds.
Are you curious to see what kind of tight end he might be?
I think he'd be a defensive end. If his body stature, it's a higher paying position. Not as high as paying as what position he's going to play.
Sean, do you wrestle with how to approach the message this offseason, whether to sort of embrace and channel what happened last year or to try to move past it?
I feel like it's the same question you might have asked a year ago. Yeah, so no, I mean, it's another team, and it's a new challenge. These guys are, there's no secret message to start the spring. As we get closer to training camp, we'll get a little bit more focused as to how we approach the season.
I mean, obviously we're going to be asking these questions, but I'm sure fans keep coming in up to you asking you about how you're going to move on and stuff like that. I mean, just how do you deal with sort of the constant reminders of the past?
I don't think that's as big of a challenge as maybe it is for someone else. I mean, we're in a business that's competitive, and you focus on the things that you can control. Our players are trained to perform in those moments, play well. Obviously, we're in the winning business, and I think we're excited for the next challenge. Look at it as something we're dwelling on at all.
You've been a big supporter of the Hall of Fame and the history of the organization. Mm-hmm. Now that your players are starting to go into the Hall of Fame, is it more meaningful that guys that you coached and kind of set the foundation are part of this?
Yeah, that would be a little short-sighted, only because I think that the thing we tried to build in 06 was just create the tradition for, and at that time it had to be players that were here prior to us, coaches that were here prior to us. And so, I think Ken and his group, the Hall of Fame, have done a great job, and it's nice to see some of the things that we've been able to build with it. The Ring of Honor is something that's unique and different and new in the last 10 years. Of course, it's great to see players that you've worked with and coached, but part of that's a byproduct of just being here a while. Today's always a good step in helping that.
Sean, have you talked to Alvin Gentry since he got the number one pick?
I think briefly at the office. I can't recall which day.
You give him advice on what to do with that pick?
Shoot, no advice.
Just curious, for someone like Breeze, how much do you feel like the competitive fire still burns, as he continues to age?
I think that's what's separate some of the real good players. I think a lot. I mean, I think that I think all the other things are second to winning. And so that's why he's been so successful.
Okay, with your rookie tight end, Mac, he had expressed after we spoke to you some real hope that this is a system and a quarterback that may help him realize his potential a little more.
Yeah, but part of that's, a lot of that's on him. You know, so it's not like, I'm in a new city and a new offense and I'm going to be used better. You know, part of that's on him. You know, his achievement or underachievement in college is, I would say, his responsibility.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.